We're talking with Don Bell today. We're CJMQ, and she's the team leader for the Bishop's University SIFE team. And I believe that's Students in Free Enterprise?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Now, yesterday we spoke with Jamie, and she was telling us about a group of Bishop's University students giving their leisure time to become involved in an extracurricular activity of teaching financial literacy to the high school students in the S3 region.
Correct.
Good. So you're the team leader for this team, Don?
Yeah, well, this year I am the Ace Bishop's president, so I'm responsible for all of the students who are involved at Bishop's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how many are in the team?
This year we have 33 students from all different faculties who have joined the SIFE program, working in all of our different, we have five different kind of initiatives that we run throughout the year.
Okay, five different initiatives, okay. And as I was mentioning, as Jamie was telling me, you don't necessarily have to be in the business program to teach this financial literacy. Is that correct, Don?
That is correct. We have a political science student.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an environmental study student. So it's not just limited to business students.
Okay. But you're basically teaching financial literacy, yeah?
Correct. We train first the Bishop students who have joined our SIFE program, so to make sure that they're completely familiar with all of the terms, and then we then go into the high schools to perform the workshops to senior-level high school classes.
Okay. So what are you looking for in a student? If a student is interested, what criteria do they need to have?
In a Bishop student?
Mm-hmm.
We're really looking for someone who's self-motivated, outgoing, willing to put the time in to kind of familiarize themselves with different terms and ideas that, you know, they may not be studying. For example, if you're a politics student, you're probably not studying a lot of finance skills, so we want to make sure that they're willing to learn and that they have good presentation skills, because we really want to go into the classroom and capture the students' attention and to make sure that they get a lot out of the workshop.
Okay, exactly, and good presentation skills, so important in all fields now. How much time would they need to put in for the training?
Usually we commit about 10 hours of training over the course of a couple weeks, just getting together. First, we let them kind of work on it independently to go over the PowerPoint presentation to see what questions they can generate on their own, what they would like us to kind of focus on to make sure that they're up to date on all the information. And then we actually get together as a group to kind of just rehearse the presentation, just talking about commenting on one another's voice and tempo, just to make sure that they're interesting for the high school students, because it can definitely be hard to keep the attention of 15 and 16-year-old students for an hour or so.
And I think this is a fantastic idea, because as I was reading a financial literacy, it's not taught in the Quebec high school curriculum, so, and it's so important, too.
Yeah, it's not. We had gotten a hold of the curriculum a couple of years ago, and that's kind of how the program was developed, as we really went through that curriculum and just realized that there was no focus on the financial literacy. And after we talked to some teachers, it just became evident that they said they just didn't have the time to teach it, and they didn't have enough of the background that they didn't feel comfortable to teach it. So that's kind of why we developed our workshop.
Okay, good. And how much time do you give the high school students to learn this financial literacy? How much time
it's broken down into three parts, so it typically takes about three periods, and most of the classes run for, depending on the high school, classes run from anywhere from 50 minutes to an hour and 10 minutes. So we adapted to meet the class, but usually we'll go back three different times.
Okay.
Perform the workshop.
Good. So that's roughly then 3 hours, and you're teaching them how to balance their bank book, write checks.
Yeah, we're teaching them both budgeting skills, getting them prepared to, you know, leave high school and go to SAGEP and realizing the real costs of living. We also teach them about how to prepare savings for university. We talk about interest and how interest gets compounded. Let's say when you're using your credit card, a lot of people don't realize how fast the total, how does the total get added up, so that sort of thing. So we really just go through all of the basic financial literacy topics.
Okay, so I think it's a great learning experience, too, for the Bishop students, for their own financial literacy, as I was talking with Jamie about.
Yeah, we have actually kind of just reworked the program a little bit, and we're going to be making a presentation at Bishop's in the coming weeks to students who are interested in learning more about their credit cards, their student loans, their debts, and how to get that paid off.
Oh, that's very important, okay, because there are a lot of student debts out there, and it's important to learn how to manage that, too. Okay. Now, the five high schools you've been into, is this during the last couple of years, or...?
No, well, this year, we typically go back to the same schools every year. So we go to BCS, Stanstead College, Thetford Mines, Massey Vanier, and Richmond High School.
Okay, good, good. That's a good, you know, use of the regions, too. So that's great. Now, any other projects? I noticed that Jamie mentioned something that was coming up in Toronto in the next few weeks.
Yeah, coming up in Toronto in the next couple weeks is the regional competition. And so all the schools, universities, and colleges who participate in SIFE will be getting together in Toronto to present kind of the projects that we've worked on so far in the year. And we present these projects to different VPs and business executives from a variety of different businesses from across Canada, and they kind of rank us and judge us to kind of nominate which schools are being the most proactive in encouraging financial literacy skills and entrepreneurship skills.
Okay, that's fantastic, and certainly another reason to take part in the Bishop's experience.
Right.
Good, good. Now, if you're a student, I know that Jamie mentioned the website if somebody's interested in getting involved in being part of the SIFE team. Where can they go, or who can they talk to?
Well, if you're interested in just getting information on the program in general, you can go to the website, which is acecanada.ca, or you can go to the SIFE website, so that's SIFE.com, or .org, sorry. And then if you're interested in getting more information on Bishop's, then the best way to reach me is just through email, and I'm willing to sit down with people to give them information about the program, or if they're interested in getting involved, just kind of finding new projects that people can work on.
Okay, okay. And can we give your email out, Dawn?
Sure, by all means. The easiest way to reach me is at dbell, B-E-L-L, 042, at ubishops.ca.
Okay, great. And is there any cost to the Bishop students to join this program?
No, it's definitely free of cost. We have a budget where we receive money from the business school, the Williams Business School, and there's no cost to students. We pay for any transportation for, you know, visiting the high schools or going to these regional conferences. So really, we're just covering all the costs to make sure that they can get the greatest benefit out of the program.
Okay, that's great. And this is the second year this has been going?
Bishop's has had a SIFE program now for 4 years.
Okay, 4 years. And I'm under the understanding that you want to make that a little bit more available, too, to the schools around Northern Quebec as well as in Montreal with the technology of video conferencing, too.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. We have been, at the beginning of the year, we went to a conference that was for Quebec teachers, and we made a lot of contacts there, and we learned that there's a lot of schools in Northern Quebec who would be interested in us, you know, performing our financial literacy workshops, and the best way for us to do that would be through video conferencing. And then again, for the schools in Montreal, just depending where they're located and their schedules, we can either go visit them or, again, video conferencing would work. So we're trying to reach more schools. It's just a matter of making the contacts and then making sure that the teachers have enough time to fit us into their schedules.
Okay, well, that's a great opportunity for the Bishop students and also for the high school students, and I think it's just a wonderful project. Anything else you wanted to mention, Dawn?
No, I think that was everything. Definitely a great opportunity for any student in any program. What we're doing is just trying to spread the idea of awareness on entrepreneurship and that, you know, it's a field that's definitely growing and students are learning about it in high school or high schools and university. Bishop's has now just created an entrepreneurship concentration as part of the business school, so that's something that's new. And so we're really just working with the school and with the Dobson Legasse Center to just promote these new ideas.
Okay, well, they're fantastic ideas, and we thank you very much for your time, Dawn.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.